Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What's going on?
Woo!
We are coming to you live via Skype because it's raining.
Yeah, and here in Southern California, we don't do rain, so we have to stay home in our cozy homes and Skype.
Right? I know, we had those free tickets too to the... Was it the Laugh Factory with Ariana's business partner, Katie Cazorla? She was nice enough to offer up free tickets for her show, but I would have loved to have gone, but it doesn't start till 9:45. It's in LA. It's been flash flood pouring, raining for days on end, and I got to get up at like 4 in the morning. So I can't do it this time.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yes.
So I want to talk about Watch What Happens Live. But first, while I was waiting for you to call, I was checking out the Facebook group and people were talking about the Witches of WeHo wine. My mind is blown. Did
what?
You see that thread?
No.
They're doing it as a monthly subscription, which is very aggressive. And it's $49 for two bottles.
Is that bad?
It's terrible. And uh-oh. Also, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, also, it's Pinot Grigio. Like, I don't even think it's possible to buy a bottle of Pinot Grigio, like, on the top shelf, high end, for $25. Like, I think the max is, like, 18 for that one. And then I heard the next one, or the second bottle, might be rosé or something. Or maybe you get two Pinot Grigios, but... Yeah, that's a no-go. So I think a lot of people are saying, you know, it'd be better off on the shelf, like for 15, or I think they would sell more that way because, you know, people don't want to get into a monthly subscription for, you know, there's a lot of wine clubs out there that have really good wines.
Well, I don't understand.
They send you four bottles.
What is a subscription for? Like, so you get that same wine every month?
Yeah, because as far as I know, they only have one. Someone said their next one will be maybe rosé. But yeah, it's just like Witches of WeHo potion number one or whatever, and it's Pinot Grigio. So I guess you get two bottles of that for $50, and then you're signed up for the auto debit, you know, every month. You know what a pain
mm-hmm.
that is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen and been in wine clubs where it's like $39 and you get four bottles a month or something and they're nice. But I don't know. I just thought it was a little extreme.
Yeah, I know nothing about wine, so I had no idea that Pinot Grigio was like a lower amount or anything.
Yeah, it's usually less expensive, not as like, you don't really like go to a lot of wine tastings or a lot of like, you know, well, this is our, it's just not, it's kind of like, it's the new White Zinfandel.
Okay, got it.
I mean, it's a step up from that, but I mean, it's fine and people like it and it's, you know, it's lighter for like a hot summer day or something. I don't care for it, but a lot of people do and it's totally fine. It's just, it's not two bottles for $50 a month when also it's like kind of an unknown. You know, it's a novelty thing. So I totally get it. And I'm into buying it and giving it away. I don't really want to do a subscription. I'd rather just be able to buy it one off and, you know, give it away or have a bottle just because it's cute.
Right.
So we'll have to see how that goes, if that's doable or not.
Yes.
Well, we'll check it out. I just saw people talking about it in the Facebook group. So I'm sure we're going to, you know, see all the promos coming up and there are stories and everything.
Yes.
So before we get into the episode, I just wanted to quickly touch on Watch What Happens. Did you watch it with all the girls?
You know, I watched some clips I could not watch last night. So I've seen some
okay.
clips and I watched the, I watched Britney's, you know, the after show when she addressed the pastor and that sort of thing. So.
Oh, she did? Oh, I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
someone asked a question to her and, oh, you've got to watch the clip. She like rolls her eyes in a way that is just chilling.
Oh, wow. Is she still having him?
Yes. because she talked to him and he told her like, everything's fine. So everything's fine.
Wow.
You got to go watch the clip. It's crazy.
Cause, someone on Pamela on Twitter tweeted a couple more things that he tweeted, and one of them was like very anti-trans. We've seen the anti-gay. It's like, huh, okay. There was another one. It was like, yikes. And like one was just a few months ago.
I mean, I said this on the last podcast. Those are the views of the church. So like, if that is what she is doing and that's what she represents, that, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be.
Yeah.
That's why it's so confusing how she acts on the show too. Cause it's like, dude, it doesn't make sense that you're with Jax. It doesn't make sense. The life that you're living, like nothing is adding up to any, you know, it makes zero sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If those are your views, those are your views. It's a free country. Believe in what you want. But exactly, it doesn't line up with the show. It doesn't line up with her choices and friends and going to be fried.
It doesn't line up with, like, Lisa Vanderpump's values or Bravo's values or, you know, right where she lives or probably what she believes in. Like, I think she's confused. You know, she's probably figuring it out. And she's going to – I mean, people are upset about it.
Yeah.
She should have thought that one through a little bit.
Well, I do want to say it's not the views of all churches, but yes, some. Did you see all their outfits?
Yes.
So what are your thoughts?
I don't like, I think it was Maggie that posted in the group where she's like, hey, like, since we talked about it, like, what would you wear? And like, just thinking of that, like, made me, like, I couldn't even, like, criticize anybody after that because I was just like, what would I wear? Like, where would I go? What would I wear? What would I, like, it would be so hard to sit down, stay, like, yeah. It's so uncomfortable. I mean, so.
I'd ask for the back row.
Yeah.
I do it every Christmas picture. I'm like, oh, I'm in the back.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I don't want to. Everyone kind of chimed in, and I thought some of the things were funny. For me, like, everyone looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. The outfits, like, Sheena, she looked fine. I'm just tired of the same. She wears a jumpsuit to everything now, so I'm just kind of over it.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I didn't really care, but I definitely applaud her for doing something new and giving her original outfit to Ariana, which I'm assuming has got to be Stassi's. Mm-hmm. Because it just fits right in with her collection. I didn't care for Britney's Chiquita banana look, and I don't think I like her blonde. I like her better dark, but that's, you know, everyone can make a change. Like, obviously we all do it. So
I think with Britney's look, I like the dress, just not on Britney, and the cut, like, everything was just, like, a little bit off, and I think also, like, it was how she was parting her hair just wasn't working for me, but I like her with a little bit of lighter hair, but her front, there was, like, some large streaks. Yeah, I think if she broke it up a little bit, it would look really pretty.
Yeah, I think maybe it's in a transitionary stage. So maybe it's supposed to be blonder or darker.
Also, it was really hard since she went lighter and so did Lala, because Lala looks so good lighter. And then Britney sitting next to her, it was like, ooh, she should have. Yeah, like, that was the problem.
Lala looked good, and it was good because, like, this whole episode I noted, I'm like, God, she looks so different this season, you know, not just her hair, but her face, you know, the whole shape has changed, but she definitely looked beautiful last night, and,
she looked stunning, yes.
They all did. Even Andy said it. He was getting, like, horny for her or something like that. And then Kristen's, I was just, all that, like, jumped in my head was it reminded me of Britney's, like, satin reunion dress a few years ago. But, like, if it was on Project Runway and they had one of those, like, redo a loser and they have to, like, remake, like, a losing outfit. And so that's, like, her remade dress. I don't know. It was too, like, diapery for me.
Yeah.
But. And then Peter said he's single, and so I'm assuming there's no more Frutia in the picture because he's perpetually single.
Oh, yeah.
I highly recommend watching it, though, because the caller questions were on point the entire episode. I mean, finally, because usually they take such softball hits, these questions were spot on. It was like every question I would ask myself.
Yeah, they were. And they were very, I felt like everyone was super uncomfortable when the calls came in, too. It like created great tension on the stage, and I loved it.
Oh my God, when they asked Lala about how'd you get past it with these girls that trashed you and, you know, said you were with a married man, and like she had a great response, but like the look on Stassi, if you go back, it's like she's turning her head sideways and downward and then again down, like that really like cringy, I'm so guilty, this is so awkward, uncomfortable look. I felt for them, and Katie looked a little tense. But that happened to all of them, because then they asked, you know, Katie why she's any different, because she's, you know, slut shamed Lala. But, you know, all their responses, while they were good, they were all kind of defensive, and they're like, oh, that was so long ago, we're over it. It's like, yeah, so maybe you'll be over James's comment in a year, you know? It was like, that was 2 years ago.
And they definitely were like in a tight Witches of WeHo coven. Because they all agreed with each other, and if someone stepped out of line, they turned around and were like Ariana had a different opinion, and Stassi turned around and was like, Ariana, like basically like step in line, like you don't, like I don't want to hear you saying anything other than our opinion, you know, like, and it was like, ooh. So
yeah,
I felt like they were all like, come on, like we're not gonna, you know, throw anyone under the bus here.
Yeah, another of the questions was, so Tom cheated on Katie, and most of them have been cheated on and have stayed. Why are you beating up on Raquel? And they're like, we're not beating up on Raquel. We like Raquel. Oh, really? But then Kristen's like, I don't like Raquel. At least she's being honest.
Yeah.
Like, come on. The others don't either. I mean, Ariana does. Sheena does. But, I mean, the questions were just like – and then Andy, too, was kind of clapping back. And when he said about – asked Brittany, he's like, so you're not getting a prenup? And she's like, no. He's like, is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Or, oh my God, when they all, like, do you believe Lindsay Lohan or Jax? And they were, all of them were Team Jax. So it was just like, ugh, really?
Really?
Yeah. They all, like, Jax, Jax, Jax. Who do you believe?
I don't know. I guess like you telling me on the last podcast about T. Sandy. Yeah, that kind of like swayed me a little bit. And I wonder if, you know, he just hung out with him. Did you see that comment or that tweet where he sent where he was texting back and forth with his buddy that was there on the day that they hung out?
Yeah.
It seemed like it was like drug related, right? Like they were like doing drugs together.
Yeah, the thing is, I bet they were all hanging out so the guys could attest. But come on, even if he did sleep with her, were the guys in the room watching it happen? No. Like, maybe he, like, they were in another room snorting up a line. And, you know, Jax just came out like, yeah, I banged her.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
I could, too.
And Lindsay just doesn't remember, you know, she would probably remember sleeping with him, but she just doesn't, you know, there's a lot of people she's.
I mean, I feel like I feel like sometimes there's like guys that you just want to deny that you slept with. And I'm for that. You know, it's like, go ahead, Lindsay, we'll forget about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Just because especially
because he like wants us all to know, it's like, ew, like, let's just deny him, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, and that was awkward too when he asked Stassi a caller asked Stassi what Bo thought about the mom's comments. She was very uncomfortable with that, with the Patrick. The whole thing was pretty tense. Oh, I love the question. What does Carter think about Kristen's obsession with James? And they're like, she's not obsessed. And then her answer was that she's a social justice warrior.
Oh my gosh.
That was the best.
That's funny.
So I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. I liked that they had so many good color questions, and I even liked the games they played. Normally his games are so stupid, unless it's like plead the fifth or something, but these were pretty good.
Cool. Yeah, I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah. All right. Well, she want to get into the show?
Yes. Okay.
Start off
my notes. Yeah, go ahead.
with the girls recapping, and they flash over to Schwartz, who is under a picnic table, which is no surprise. He drank himself under the table, but he's pretending that he lost a contact, which...
With his sunglasses on, looking for it.
Yeah.
His diff eyewear. Okay.
And it was interesting, the little pop-up note said that Katie stayed up and did the dishes all night so it would be clean for the crew. That was nice.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah, tell me all the pop-up stuff because I didn't get to see that. So
okay, that's what I watched tonight. So I watched the other one Monday night just as a viewer to enjoy it, you know. And then I'm like, I want to do the pop-up because I missed that last time. So I did take those notes. Excuse me. So
that's nice of Katie.
Yeah. They were looking a little rough, I'm not gonna lie. But that's real. So that part of reality, I can relate to that.
Yeah, I appreciated that they showed up to shoot looking like hell. I loved it.
And then Kristen and Katie were updating Brittany on Stassi and how she freaked out on Bo, and she's like, get in the room right now. And that she went off on him. And then one of the pop-ups from production said, so that was, you know, she came up storming upstairs, grabbed him, yelled at him, pulled him down. You know, as we know, that was around 2. I guess then they had another fight at 3 a.m., but the camera crew had already left.
Oh.
So I think even when he's like, you dick punched my heart, I bet there was a lot of stuff she said to him that we just didn't see.
Yes. Because
we didn't see the actual fight. We just saw her on the phone and texting.
Yes.
So I bet some bad things came out, and that's why he was like, ugh. But, I mean, I really liked his way of handling it. You know, he's trying to walk away, but then she freaked out, and he's trying to talk through it. And, you know, he's very mature. I mean, he finally did say, he's like, well, I'm not walking away because, you know, I'm in love with her. So he finally said that, but... as I think it was Maggie pointed out, you know, the party was filmed in June. So they had been dating for 5-6 months at that point, because they went exclusive in January. So these confessionals, they're not taped till like September, October. So by the time his confessional, I'm sure he was, you know, fully ready to be like, love, love, blah, blah, blah. But back in June, like you said, he wasn't really saying it a lot.
Yeah.
At least on what they've shown. So just good to know, you know, the confessionals are always filmed later. And that's the cast problem with James. It's like, well, he apologizes, but then he goes and says the same joke in his confessional, which is, you know, months later. So any thoughts on that? On Stassi and Bo's talk?
The whole talk? Okay. A couple of things confused me about that scene. Did you notice that when she like came out to like sit down, that she like was like moving away like a pair of heels? Like, were those her shoes, or was she just, because she had on like socks, but like there was like a pair of heels sitting there, and it was confusing. Like, is she trying to act like she's just took off her shoes and it's like still the set that it really threw me off, those damn shoes. I'll try to take a screenshot of it. It was really weird.
Yeah, because if she's wearing socks, she wouldn't have been wearing socks with those shoes. So she's trying to like.
Yeah, and it didn't really look like her shoes. It looked like, I don't know. So maybe it was just like a party like prop. Like, it was kind of, you know. A leftover after effect of the party. I don't know.
Yeah, someone took off their shoes and just left them there.
Now, I am not okay with the fact that they are on location filming in a house that they rented and they missed the fight between Stassi and Bo. Like, it's...
Right.
It was a one-woman show of Stassi throwing her iPhone 4, which was not her original phone that she was on, I guarantee it. And I need to capture that somehow, because it's a different phone. I know it. I can.
Oh.
But I feel like we should have got to see that. I hate when Bravo misses a fight and then they tell us about it and we have to like invest in this fight that we didn't see.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, in one of the pop-ups, they talked about how many people work on. So when they're shooting like one day's production, it's 30 crew members. And then there's like 70 total that do, you know, editing and all that stuff. But there's 30 that are on like set with them. So Exactly. They saw her obviously texting and raging and leaving voicemails. What, like second shift? Or who's going to work late? We'll pay you overtime. Like, you know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bad production. Like, come on. You're missing the meat, the best part.
And then...
I wonder if they got that iPhone 4 at Rage Ground. They probably just took it. And then she's like, I'm going to pretend to smash my phone.
Yeah. It just really, like, smashed... I don't know. Yeah, I didn't buy it. But, I mean, I loved her face, you know, how splotchy it was and how upset she was. And she, I appreciated her, you know, being honest with Beau about, you know, honestly not knowing why she does what she does and him kind of accepting her how she is. It was a cute moment, mm-hmm. But still very disturbing, you know, like she really doesn't know why she does what she does. And she really should figure that out.
Yeah.
For her 30th birthday, like, she should figure it out.
Yep.
You know, maybe get some therapy or something. I mean, it doesn't hurt to work on yourself a little. And you would think after all these years, you know, like, that she would want to do that. Like, they all talk about how they value their relationships and how they want to, you know, change as people and evolve. Like, it just, I think that'd be great to show a therapy journey on TV, you know, not just Jax going when he needs to, or James going to a freaking life coach that used to work at Pump.
But they did go to therapy, Holly. Didn't you hear Brittany? I've never been to therapy, but I feel like this is just like it. I just accomplished everything I could have. Like,
oh my God.
And she's like all proud. I've never been to therapy. It's like, and that's perhaps one of your problems. No, yeah. I haven't either. So I'm not going to rip on people that haven't, because I'd be the pot calling the kettle black. But it's just funny. She's like, I felt like this. She just did the same thing. It's not like that Reiki.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Stassi would, I would think Stassi would like thrive in therapy, because she'd just get to talk about herself like for a whole hour.
Yes.
That seems like up her alley.
Yeah, it does.
And someone has to listen and they can't like argue back. I mean, actually, that sounds great to everyone, doesn't it?
Yes.
So speaking of life coaching.
Okay. So yeah. We go to James and Arthur. Now, this guy's name bothers me. I'm sorry if someone's name is Arthur, but it really, like, I don't understand why. And I feel like he's really trying to, like, get us to know his name, too. It's like, mm-hmm. James, Arthur, and ice cream. You know what I thought of when he said that was, I was like, I looked up, I Googled, I was like, what the hell is Rob Kardashian's sock company called? Is it James Arthur?
Oh, Arthur George.
Like, that's what I thought of when he said that.
Right.
So I feel like, once again, like, this is production, like, trolling us, because we have, you know, made the correlation between James eating his ice cream and, like, when he's sober and they're going to ice cream again. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, same shit.
Yeah.
So James ordered the banana toffee ice cream, by the way.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It does sound good.
That sounds really good. I didn't know that.
But then Arthur, like, you know, this is my problem sometimes with, like, motivational speakers, life coaches. It's like, it's just so cliche and obvious. It's like, you know, I'm a big fan of mantras. It's like, what life coach and motivational coach isn't? It's like, what are you going to, like, start reading some Lombardi quotes next? I mean, come on. But he's like, name three adjectives. And James is like, oh, honest, caring, and driven when I'm sober.
Yeah.
So I guess it's good he clarified when he's sober, because he's definitely not honest or caring. But maybe when he's sober, he is.
Yeah.
I give him driven.
Well,
sober or drunk.
Well, about the honest part, when is he not honest? I literally couldn't remember. Like, I was trying to point something out and I couldn't remember.
Well, when he slept with Jenna.
Oh, okay.
Remember? And then, like, he lied to Chris. He's like, no, I came right home and whatever. And she's like, I have the Uber receipts.
And he's like, we were definitely boning that one.
Yeah. So okay. Then, like, you know, there's probably some, I you know, think there's probably some Ven, you know, with him traveling to all these gigs and flirting with girls, you know, I'm sure there's probably been a little bit of,
I mean, like if you were to line up Jax and James on honesty, like James does score higher than Jax. Like that.
Oh, 100%. All Jax does is lie.
I don't think Jax would like have the word honest in his like three words that describe him. I think he just knows that's weakness.
Yeah, I feel like he would start to sizzle or melt to the ground like the Wicked Witch when the water's pouring on her. If he like uses the word honesty, he's going to be like, I'm melting! I'm melting!
Yeah.
And maybe like when we see him sweating all the time, maybe that's what's happening.
Maybe. It probably is. Always,
like greasy and sweaty, like he's on his way to melting.
Yeah.
I'm melting!
Definitely.
So, I mean, that was about it there. So we go over to Sir and...
Oh, this was the best.
Peter's like, Lisa, just working on some wine shipments here. Of course, you see like...
Vanderpump Rosé.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Diana's like, are you working tonight? He's like, yeah, I am. Are you? But okay, staff meeting. Okay, first of all, where are the rest of the employees? If it's staff meeting, I would assume they don't have like six different staff meetings, right? Because basically everyone that was at this staff meeting doesn't really even really work at Sir.
No.
Except for Wesley. I did see he got a little cameo in there, but he looked pissed.
Yeah.
So Peter starts talking and he's like, you know, it's good to see all you guys. You know, even, you know, Jax is here and he's back. I mean, he didn't even say he's doing okay. He said he's back. And Brittany got like the biggest megawatt smile, like a proud mama at a pageant. Like, she's so proud of her man because he's back and he's doing okay. He's working, y'all. And she looked like, it was like the biggest smile I've ever seen. She was like so proud, like beaming.
Yeah.
Like, oh, take it back a notch, Brittany. It's not that impressive that he can show up to work once. Sandoval asks if he can poach some Sir employees to help with Tom, and while he's wearing his like bedazzled man shirt. I mean, was it like rhinestones that spelled out man? Is that what was happening?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, just a jeweled little top. I don't know. Yeah, it looked like a bedazzler for sure.
And I love how he's like, you know, dude, can we like poach some employees? And like Lisa was like, again, she was like Brittany. She was like proud mama. Oh, now you're thinking like a business person because, you know, she is a little shady.
Yeah.
I definitely think there's some, a little ruthlessness in their business dealing. So when Tom was being a little ruthless, it made her proud.
Yes.
See, Ariana, he is listening and learning.
That's right.
So...
Yeah, so after T. Sandy says that, she's like, we did unfortunately have to let James go. So if anyone has any comments, like, go ahead and, like, let's air them here. And Peter is the first one who kind of jumps in and says that Peter said he did act out on pride. You know, but Tuesday is a big night.
And Diana said it was like, yeah.
How would you feel though, like if, you know, that happened to you and the manager is like basically all of management is like standing against you?
Yeah, I mean, Katie wasn't working at Sir on Pride, right?
Was she? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, he said it outside. They were out. They weren't in the restaurant working when he said it. So can you get fired for some, like in a normal job? Like if we work together and we were just kind of, you know, same level people and I saw you out at a bar or maybe in the alley behind my house, could, if I was like, you're fat, Holly, like, could I get fired for that? We weren't in the workplace. I don't know.
It depends. I guess it depends on their rules and like how it works. I mean, I think like technically like a code of conduct could be like if you're on our property, you represent us and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what they agree to. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just I just, in that moment, I really haven't been on their side this whole time, but in that moment, I thought, that's kind of uncomfortable. Katie came to her saying that she was felt uncomfortable, and then for, like, all of management to kind of stand there and be like, well, it was our best night. Like, I felt like everyone was kind of looking at Katie and like, yeah, Katie, like, what the hell? You know, like, it was kind of uncomfortable.
Well, so looking at it that way, I think that the best revenge and ha-ha moment is for Katie to have organized girls' night in to be like, see, and they really did pack it in,
right?
You know?
Right.
But they also said they're all going to be there. So of course, anytime anyone says they're all going to be there, they're going to pack it in regardless.
Right.
You know, James packs it in because they know he's going to be there. If he wasn't there, it's a crapshoot. You know, like last night, someone, you know, was in our group, was going to dinner for their friend's 50th. And I'm sorry, I couldn't make it up again, the rain. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't the rain. But I was thinking when I saw the girls on Watch What Happens, I'm like, gosh, that's kind of a bummer because every single person probably wasn't there, including even Peter, who's always there. So mm-hmm. they probably saw no one, you know? So that's how Sarah is. It's a giant crapshoot, especially now. So when they said they were all going to be there, I'm like, of course they're going to pack it in. But at the same time, they really proved their point, like, hey, maybe it's not James, we could pack a house too. So that's probably the best way to go about it. But it also
shows, like, did they continue doing it? No, it's a huge commitment to be there every Tuesday, which James did do, and they did not.
Exactly. Yeah, they tried them the second week, but only a couple of them showed up. And then I think there was like a lame attempt at a third, but nobody was really there. You know what I mean? Like we saw what was kind of shaken down. Yeah, so it was like a one-off thing.
Yeah.
So again, they could have all said, we're all going to Starbucks. Starbucks would have been packed, you know?
Yes, exactly.
So, but yeah, what got to me, so I understand the business point because they did definitely, and Sir's been dead ever since he hasn't been playing. Mm-hmm. Nobody's in there. But Brittany, just like we talked about it last week, it's like, come on. It's very upsetting that you guys are thinking about business point of views over our feelings. It's like, well, it is a business, darling. I loved how Lisa like clapped back. Jumped right on that. And then she's like, why are you getting mad at me? It's like, because you just said I should care more about you than my business.
She didn't even just say, like, why are you getting mad at me? She's like, what did I do? And, like, looked around and, like, really disrupted the meeting, I thought, by, like, trying to, like, be like, I don't do anything. I'm sweet little Brittany. I'm always respectful. It's like, Brittany, yeah. Shut up. Like, this has nothing to do with you. Like, okay, James rapped about you. Like, sit down. Like, he rapped about the truth. Like, there's nothing that, I don't know. I didn't like the way she, like, really pulled focus on herself. It bothered me.
There's nothing that Lisa Vanderpump hasn't said on national TV herself about Jackson Faith.
Really?
Why don't you yell at her, Brittany?
Yes.
Why don't you say, Lisa, I can't work for you anymore because you said that about Jackson Faith on Andy's show. And so I just want Ken to work to be my boss. And I don't want to see you when I'm working here. Okay.
Yeah.
Try that. If you want your argument to fly, you need to be consistent, Brittany.
So then Sheena speaks up and she says, like, why don't you just like he works Tuesdays and Thursdays. Why don't you just not work Tuesday and Thursday?
Oh, yeah. She got like huge eye roll.
Yeah. Brittany was not having it. And then she even turns to her and goes, you're not even friends with him. So why are you standing up for him? And it's like, excuse me. Like, that is, once again, it's like you have to be on a side. And if you're on the wrong side, everyone's going to come for you.
Yep.
Like, yeah, that's not how it shouldn't be. Like, if you're friends with someone, you stand up for them. And it just goes to show, like, let's just, like, Brittany has had it so easy. She came in, the Witches of WeHo never came for her. Somehow she got on their good side, and nothing has happened to her. There's been no fights, there's been nothing aimed at her. And I just don't understand why she's been so sheltered, and she, come on, like, they've got to throw some heat towards her.
Yep. Well, I mean, I feel like I hear so many things and people read people's comments. Like, I feel like people are, because the producers aren't doing it, everyone, all the viewers, they're getting there on their own. They're creating their own bad edit for her because everyone's kind of tired of it. Like, yeah, it's not fair. Like, everyone else can, you know, be trolled or get a bad edit. But we're also kind of sick of the shtick. And we know that it's not 100%. Yeah, is she sweeter than pie than maybe most of the girls? Sure, maybe I'll give her that. But is she, like, as sweet as she portrays? We all know that's not the case. And I think people have figured that out. And they're just kind of like, enough with this, you know?
Yeah, I think that not from the producers, yeah, but from the full-on fans like us, things are starting to slip through the cracks. And, like, wait till you watch that eye roll on the Watch What Happens Live after show. That is true Britney. And we see glimpses of her, and only the eagle eye fan can spot it and go, oop, there she is. She's there,
that
though.
That is bar fight brawl Britney.
Yes.
Yeah, that is.
That is Delta, you know, gum hair Britney.
Shannon Doherty Britney.
Yes, yes.
So, and then Jax is like, how many times is this guy going to get fired? It's like, I mean, anyone can do what he does. You just need a UK accent and then, did you notice he said iPod?
Mm-hmm.
like, James is up there with his shuffle. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Or even iPod, actually, which I still have, by the way. but I think James doesn't use an iPod.
Well, I just want to say something to that, because that's always Jax's argument is, anyone could do that. Okay, but he's insulting every single DJ that there is. There is no other kind of DJ right now. So he's literally insulting everyone who does that and saying that they're stupid, because right. James does it exactly how everyone else does. It's not like James is taking some kind of like shortcut. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Jax, like, your argument is like stupid. Like, it's, he's not doing anything easier than anyone else. So like, do you make fun of like Brody Jenner too? Like, what?
Or Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Well, and he's creating content. Like, he's creating music. He's written, and, you know, some of his songs are quite popular.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that too.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Jax, let's hear you like release like a drum solo from your little kit that Britney got you. We haven't heard anything.
So Sandoval kind of eye rolls at Jax. He's like, come on, Jax. And he's like, listen, I don't need any comments from the peanut gallery. He just loves that phrase, doesn't he?
Yeah, he just likes to fight with anyone and be like, I don't care. What? Like, shut up. Like, I don't care what anyone says. Like, just so aggressive, just 0 to 60 right away with getting mad.
Yeah. Production's pop-up note said it was very tense. And Lisa was he was very close to being on thin ice with Lisa and his, you know, his job. It's like, oh, come on. Are we still sticking with that Jax actually works there bullshit?
Yeah, really.
But he did. I mean, he was like, I don't care. It's your restaurant. Do what you want. I don't need to be here. It's like, God, don't.
This is where I do love when Lisa Vanderpump is in the scene. I know I kind of ripped on her last week, but I feel like she quickly calls Jax out where, you know, I mean, even if I was like in the scene, I might have missed the opportunity to call him out that quickly. And she does not miss a beat. She called him right out and was like, Jax, you're lucky to be here too. And he could barely take it. His eyes almost rolled out of his head. And he was just like, well, I don't have to be, you know, like, it's like, Jax, you idiot, like, go sweat somewhere else. Go breathe. Yeah. Go breathe in your man cave. Like, just get out.
Yeah, he was all greasy again there, too.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
And then he's like, what? I'm just supposed to sit here and take it? Like, take what? Like, you just slammed James. What are you taking exactly? Lisa saying that you shouldn't be working here either. Like, what was hard for him to deal with there? Like, what was the problem? I don't get it.
Anyone that says a word back, that's his problem.
Yes.
So then Billy Lee chimes in and she's like, can I just say, like, Kristen, I can't really do her, but like, she's a trigger for James, and Sandoval agrees. In the little pop-up notes, it said Sandoval said that, yes, pretty much every time James loses it or does something bad, it's because Kristen has come in and instigated something.
Yeah.
So, but then everyone freaks out on her, like, what does Kristen have to do with this? Blah, blah, blah.
I think Kristen has everything to do with it. Now, I'm not saying that like that Kristen caused any of this, but I believe in my heart that Kristen knows exactly how to get to James and to, not to quote what Billy Lee said, but trigger him. Mm-hmm. I really think that out of everyone, there is true tension between those two. And she does it with like that smile where like when anyone does something to you with like that look, you just want to smack them.
Like the gremlin smile.
Yes. You know, where she's like, oh, like, are you getting mad? Like, are you getting mad? Like, it's like, oh my, like you just want to just like lose it.
Yeah, she even does that on Watch What Happens Live when they asked her how she felt about Billy Lee blaming her. And she's like, and she got that little gremlin smile. And she's like, I love it. Like, keep my my name in your mouth. I'm going to haunt Sir.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded like Sheena, but you know, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but she did have that look, that little Eddie Haskell, ha ha ha, I'm going to get you.
Yeah, so Billy Lee basically says that, you know, you can't have Kristen in here when you have him working. And I don't think that Lisa would like to have Kristen there at all. She's kind of said that she doesn't want Kristen in the restaurant, but she does seem to pop up when people are working and like always create like a problem. Mm-hmm. So I think that was kind of a fair thing to say. Like if someone doesn't work here and they're causing a problem, we should maybe address that as well.
Right.
And then, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but,
So kind of ends.
Yeah, and then Lala and Katie jump in and we're like, you can't blame Kristen and da da da. And Lala yells and goes crazy and calls Billy Lee homegirl.
I can't wait till their fight.
Yeah. We can go back and forth all day, homegirl. Like, ooh.
So then my favorite part, Peter, all right, well, so who's working tonight? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller, like it's crickets. No one answers. You know why? Because none of them fucking work there. That's why, Peter. You should have known your audience before you asked that question.
Yeah. I'm sure you already know this too, but do you feel a major shift coming with them trying to drum business back up to Sir?
Yes. I saw Sandoval post the other day, like, hey, I'm jumping back behind the bar. Or something.
Right? I have a feeling that Lisa realized that she really, you know, shot herself in the foot this time and that she's going to change the Tom's deal to being that they need to be at all the restaurants because Sir's dead and they have to revive it. And I don't know if it's going to work, but it might.
Yeah, especially they're really fucking over Guillermo and Natalie.
Yeah.
They took all the business and now even the fans go to Tom Tom and.
Because why would Sandoval ever go to Sir? So definitely Lisa's like trying to fix things.
Yep. Well, she better hire James back or make a mandatory girls' night in or do something because it's fledgling.
Yes.
So we go over to Stassi and Beau and she has a call with her new publishers. The pop-up said that Stassi and Beau couldn't figure out how Skype works and she was freaking out because she thought no one will want to publish her. She's too dumb to figure out how Skype works. So I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
So I thought it was interesting. So this is in June, actually kind of late June, right? Because their birthdays are late June. That they're giving her till September 1st for her deadline. I'm like, how is she going to do that when this is like the only time they film? Right?
Yeah.
Like that seems kind of tough.
Yeah. I don't know where I heard her talk about that. I think it was on Taylor's podcast or something when she was saying how, you know, she would have to like leave events early or not show up to things because she literally was having to go home and like write. And everyone was like, where's Stassi? What's going on? And she like literally had to. She was doing a lot while filming. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And that would be very challenging to, it's hard enough to like sit down and be creative, but then to like do it on that tight.
Yeah.
I think a 3 month window is normal, but with her schedule, I say that's hard.
You know? It's the wrong 3 months.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
So one of the little pop-up clips, so then, you know, they end that scene and she's like, oh, I feel like my heart is like up my butt or something like that. So the little pop-up factoid was like, doctors have never found a heart up anyone's butt, but they have found flashlights, phones, and peanut butter jars inside butts before.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Peanut butter jars? What?
Yikes.
I mean, as if a flashlight or a phone makes natural sense, but I mean, huh.
Yeah, that's the
I could see, like, a little flip Nokia.
Yeah.
An iPhone seems like that would be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, an odd shape.
Peanut butter jar. So back over to Sir, and Lisa's like, oh, isn't this crispy chicken delicious? It was really good, wasn't it, Jiggy? And I'm like, see, now this is real, Lisa. I agree that perhaps a dog might like the food at Sir. So you're asking the right person.
Yeah. I thought it was funny that she plugged the dish. She's like, the crispy chicken's like, okay, we're going to switch it up from the, what is the sea bass? Yeah.
Yeah. The striped branzino or whatever.
Which is smart. I think it's smart to say crispy chicken. It's one of that dish like sounds good. It probably is like better than some of the other stuff. Like I'm happy to not hear about goat cheese balls or something like right. that.
Well, we heard about crispy chicken in like season one when Stassi would do a little confession. She's like, or season two, she's like, I'm sorry, Lisa, what do I owe you? Like I served like 9,000 plates of crispy chicken.
Yeah.
So I guess I should try that to be fair. Yeah. But I don't know. After the last two chicken things I had there, I'm just not really excited about that. Anyways, so Sandoval's talking. They're talking about the cocktails, and he's like, "Well, Pandora pretty much took over the cocktail menu." But and then this is part of the pop up. The Toms get to audition three cocktails. But not for the restaurant, for the Daily Mail party.
Yes.
So Lisa's giving them the opportunity to create something possibly for the Daily Mail party. And he's like, oh, hopefully they'll be good enough. I can get one on the main menu. I'm like, so what the fuck are they doing? They can't be in there to help like with sweat equity. They can't make their cocktails. They're not designing. They can count busboy shirts. I guess that's one thing they've done. Like, what is the point of all of this? I mean, they're not like TomTom. They're not that big of a to have a whole restaurant around two side characters. You know what I mean? It's just very, it's very strange.
It is.
One of the pop-ups you might be interested in knowing is they said Schwartz is the easiest to get a hold of because he's a very early bird riser.
Okay.
And that sometimes it's tough to get a hold of Sandoval during the day because he often sleeps till 4 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't peg that one at all.
Interesting.
I would almost think the opposite.
Yeah. Huh. I could see that though. I could see T. Sandy having a really hard time winding down, like mm-hmm. like for the night. You know, like and just like going until early in the morning and then crashing out all day.
Yeah.
I could see. Yeah, that is weird though. I can't see him wanting to waste his day.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. So the Daily Mail party. Okay. So they're auditioning drinks. Clockwork Pink. She wants more kick. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I was bored.
Yeah. But.
And most of them are not on the menu. I think one of them, that hibiscus one, maybe, that elk. Camino Rose or something.
Yeah.
Or no, I think there's a El Diablo. I don't know. Anyways.
I think that green one might be on there.
Okay.
The Machu Picchu one or whatever.
Okay, well maybe we'll go there next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And
I
mean I did take a picture of the cocktail menu. I just have to find it. When did we go there? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, yeah, that was kind of it. Over to another dumb scene that I've seen too many times on reality TV is the Rage Room.
Yeah.
It's like the new escape room. I'm, like, bored. So I don't really have anything to say about it except for Brittany's voice. Like, I don't know, this entire episode, she's like, I'm excited. Or like, she talks like a gravelly Kermit. I mean, she's like, these are for all the boys who've done stupid shit to us. Like, what are you doing? Stop talking like that.
I actually, I stopped it and like rewound it and like listened again. Cause I'm like, are they editing it? Because there's no way she's doing that. Because like, I almost felt like even the other girls were looking at her like, what are you doing?
She says it later, though, when they go into James May, she sees Chris and she's like, congratulations!
Oh, yeah, no, she was, like, I came to the conclusion, like, she's really doing that. I guess just her, like, freaky voice, and it's, I don't,
yeah.
I'm just having such a problem with her, like, everything she is doing is just getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I thought this place looked fun. Like, it looked like a fun activity. Like, if you had to do an activity. I don't know. I've always wanted to, like, you know, break a printer because printers are so annoying and stuff. Like, you always dream of doing that when you, like, work an office job. You know, just, like, kick it
I was literally beating my printer. I was like, I'm so sick of you. I hate you. My sister's like, just... why don't you go? I had to like go to the store. So she's like, I'll work on this. You go to the store. And I was like, I don't even care. I'm just going to, this is so stupid. I'm like kicking it. I'm beating it. I hate it. I hate my fucking printer.
Yeah.
So I can relate, but I've just seen it a lot. I'm not saying it wouldn't be kind of fun to do. I've just seen it a lot on TV and it's just not as fun to watch as to maybe participate. Same with like the escape room and all these things. But I mean, I guess it is better than watching their vaginal rejuvenation shit. So well, I guess I'll take it.
I don't know. Like I really want to try an escape room. I think it looks, I always want to try everything.
Julia was getting a group together. Her work was, and I said, yeah, I'm in. But now there's that movie Escape Room. So I really want to go see that first and get really freaked out so that it can like enhance the terror of doing an actual escape room.
Oh, I don't know if I want to do that.
But I really would like, I'll go see it with Chad. I would like Chad and Ryan to be in the escape room so we can just kind of like.
Oh, that's what I mean. I have to do it with someone really smart so I can just sit back and like not panic.
Yeah. And just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I will like pull a Dana and like need all the attention.
or you'll call. I need to get choppered out of here.
Yeah. Yes. So I thought it was interesting, like the things that they were getting angry at. Like Stassi was sick of getting angry when she's drunk. So, you know, her ex boyfriends ordering pizza and not getting four sides of ranch. You know, normal stuff. And yeah, Brittany's voice was crazy. So they come out of the room and they're all feeling good and lighter and, you know, whatever. And that's when Brittany says her line that we were just talking about where she says, I've never done therapy, but that felt like it. It felt pretty good. It's like, oh.
Yeah. And then they start talking about Sheena and they're like, why is she like live posting on her date? Like who's she on a date with? And Brittany's like, Robbie. And they're like, Stassi's like, ugh, those guys are such douchebags. It's like the cheesiest group. And, you know, I'm not actually going to disagree with her on that. Now, we've seen Grant several times, like blowing smoke up every cast member's ass. Grant is the firefighter from San Fran that is now a DJ as well because whatever he was with Lace and he's an asshole and he definitely thinks he's like a thing and he's definitely not. He looked better on TV than in person and usually it's the opposite. But I remember a fan was there. They told their story. Because, you know, when James is DJing, everyone's taking pictures. And it's like, yeah, sure. Well, Grant was, like, standing next to James the whole night, just, like, watching him. And so the fan came up, and she said, oh, would you mind taking a picture of, instead of a selfie, like, take a picture of me and James? He's like, no, I don't take pictures of other people. We're like, oh, get over yourself. Nobody
That's
even
so
knows
rude.
Who you are. Yeah. So she's on with Robbie, and yeah, he is pretty cheesy. What's weird is that Robbie and Adam are best friends and we're college roommates and that she's dating both of them. And, you know, and she was hanging out with both of them a lot last summer, like she was when she was in or last spring when she was in Vegas and she'd come back to L.A. every week to do her podcast. She would stay at Robbie's house in Venice. Watch his dog. By the way, she did confirm it is not her dog. It's the dog at her family's house named Little Riley. You know, I don't like to be wrong.
Yeah.
She didn't answer. And then I was like, all right, this is rude. I'm like, after Peter retweeted it, I commented. I'm like, Sheena, still waiting on an answer. And then she did.
That's so funny.
Or maybe it was her mom or her sister as her, because she says a lot of times they run her Twitter. Thanks, Erica.
Yeah.
Thanks, Courtney.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if I should make fun of Sheena, if I'm in on the joke with Sheena, but what the hell is going on with this? It doesn't feel right. Why is Sheena always by herself in these scenes? What are they doing to her? I just don't see the big picture.
Right.
She's come off of now two bad seasons. And what are we, are we in on the joke with her or is she in on it? What's going on?
Confused. Last season, yeah, they trolled her and it was an edit, but she was entertaining. This season, it's like a cameo of someone that used to be on a show. Like, they're not giving her anything in the mix. Or if she is in the mix and says something, everybody shuts her down, you know?
Right, yeah.
She's being very sidelined.
Yes.
But
it's almost like she doesn't even know what to do with the scenes. I think she was trying to be funny in them and trying to not take herself too seriously, but you couldn't even imagine if that was your first time ever watching the show and you saw that scene, wouldn't you be how does this fit into Vanderpump Rules? Is this The Bachelor? What's going on? Is she in? It was so confusing. The whole thing just made no sense. It was so out of place to me.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they were at Skyspace, and I did go there to that glass slide up on the skyscraper that they filmed at.
Yes.
So I can't see why she was live storing it, because you're going to a novelty thing. It's a glass slide stuck on the side of the tallest building in downtown LA. So that's what you do. You go up there and you take pictures. So mm-hmm. I'll give her a pass on that. And plus, it wasn't a first date. Her and Robbie had been friends for months. They'd gone on vacation together, so that's fine.
Yeah. And then their kiss was disgusting. I hate the way Robbie kisses. I hated watching him on my TV before, and I hated watching him this time. It was disgusting.
Ugh. Yeah. Yep.
I literally put my hands over my eyes. I have in my notes, hands over eyes. I can't. Gross.
Oh, with him with Amanda on Bachelor in Paradise or JoJo. Yeah.
Yuck.
No, thank you. Well, it was interesting on Watch What Happens Live. I wasn't quite sure. Did Sheena just mean that? Because they're like, what did you think when they were all making fun of you or whatever, saying all these guys were douchey? She's like, well, I agree with them after in airtime. She didn't then, but she basically said, yeah, I agree. They are douchey and cheesy. And I agree with them now because it's a year later. So it's did she just throw Robbie under the bus?
Oh.
I mean, clearly she wasn't talking about Adam because they're still great friends. But so I think she did.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, the rest of that's kind of boring.
Yeah. So next we have the truck pulling up, right?
Nicolaine.
Lisa runs out like a freaking schoolgirl. She's so excited. Lisa and Nicolaine, it's I've never had a cat and I've never had catnip. So I've never, but I imagine that that's how your cat reacts. Woohoo! It's a surge of energy. And she just came running out. I love this Lisa. She's just
like a schoolgirl.
She's Nicolaine's here. And then did you notice that like the tr- like did they make the truck pink on purpose? Like
yeah,
it was like
I did
a
notice that.
pink semi truck. Like where I've never seen a pink semi truck on the road.
And that doesn't really seem like his aesthetic, you
No.
know?
No. But
Yeah.
I'm sure they couldn't like, you know, be like, okay, this is for Vanderpump Rules. Let's make sure it's pink. Like I doubt that.
Like I wonder, like, you know, Ken's quite a bit older than her, what, 20, 25 years older. I wonder if she's like, you know, planting the seed and like, well, when Ken moves on, maybe I can get this Nicolene. But he's married, so
I mean, I
we'll
get
have to
her.
see.
I get like her Nicolene fascination. Like he is like always so put together, just like her. I think it's like the male version of herself. You know, like he's very focused. He's, you know, he likes to get things done. He likes it a certain way. It's like she's looking in the mirror. She's into it.
Yeah, remember in production's notes last week they said that they've never seen Lisa not look exactly how she looks, like morning, noon, or night.
Yes,
And they're like jet lagged, early morning. And I'm like, oh, that's got to be so much work.
Yeah.
So they won't let the Toms. And Mesa, it kind of sounds like it's Nick a lot. He's like, I can't be distracted. And they're going to be all excited and asking me all sorts of questions. And I need to focus. So basically calling them annoying little gnats.
I kind of agreed with him though. Like I wrote down in my notes like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Like I just pictured them in like little
well, what
white,
if you do this?
Yeah, like little white blouses with like suspenders and like a little hat and like, hey, what's this piece? Is this the clock? Where's this going? Can you show me? Like,
yes.
Do you want us to take off this cardboard? Like he was actually very smart to say that.
Oh my god. That is exactly it. Yeah, where it's like, and you and I both do this because we're just like, sometimes it's just easier to do it yourself than explain or help someone else to do
oh
it.
Oh my God.
Like delegating, like, no, it's just easier for us to do it. Like, you know, like the computer, for instance, if like my mom or someone asked me and I'm like, you know what, just get up. Let me sit down. I'll just do it. They're like, well, I need to learn. It's like, no, just it's easier for me to just do it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so I totally get where he's coming from, and that is so funny. Now I have this image. It's just like
we represent the Lollipop Grill.
Yeah,
and
it's
they're like
yeah.
kicking their heels up.
Yes, or like Ronnie has these little toys. They're called like Weebles, and like
oh,
they,
I know
Weebles
wobble,
wobble.
And don't fall down.
But like those guys have like little hats on. And they're kind of goofy looking. Like that's kind of like them. You know, they're just like get in the way and like roll into you.
I didn't know they still made Weebles. Wow.
Yeah, she loves Weebles.
Cool.
Yeah, we should get it for Leighton. She would like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so. So Tweedledee and Tweedledum come like walking down the sidewalk and Lisa's like, oh no. And she goes like rushing towards them to not bother Nicolene while he's working. Oh, she's like, should we have them help? And he's like, I have 8 guys that are very capable. No. Like he was like not having it. So she rushes away and T-Sandy's like, Lisa, you look so cute. Look at you.
I was like, why? This is the worst I've seen her look.
Yeah,
I mean, I think she looks good for being in worker mode. She's cute. Yeah,
yeah,
I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I got what he was saying too, but I don't know like how I would feel like if like my employees were saying that. I don't know. She obviously likes compliments and they know that. So I guess that's her thing. I don't know. So
yeah.
She leads them away and they're so curious, which, you know, on the flip side, you feel bad for them. I couldn't imagine seeing the truck pull up and then having Lisa scoot me away. I would be like, I need to see, especially with how nosy I am. So I totally understood why they wanted to get in their car and do a drive-by. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're on their way to Kristen's relaunch of her t-shirt line.
Now, I remembered a story from when this happened that someone, it was... Like the restaurant is at the bottom of an office building and someone got to go down to the party and she was
yes,
talking to Jax.
Yes, I remember that too. Yes.
Yeah. She's talking to Jax at the bar and he was complaining and moaning. He's like, I can't believe I have to be at this thing. It's so stupid. And that he said he was high as fuck because it was the only way he could tolerate being there.
Yes, I remember that. Good one.
That's
true.
So... They go, wait, they talked to, oh yeah, that's what I just said.
Wait, sorry, I lost my.
Bo walks in and he had this shirt on, sweatshirt on that I actually had leggings in that fabric, like in 1989. I just wanted to point that out.
Wait, who? Schwartz?
Bo.
Oh, Bo. Okay.
Bo, aka Schwartz 2.0.
Really? Yeah.
Aren't they just really they're really the same person, but Bo is Schwartz before Schwartz had a drinking problem, perhaps?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then Jax is, oh, so Brittany's telling Jax, updating her on things that Katie was saying, and he's like, what are they talking about? Our relationship is perfect. You know, Katie, she's just throwing stones from glass houses, or however he said it wrong.
And he has to say, like, Katie saying this of all people, like, right away he's defensive and ready to just, like, go to bat over how right. dare Katie of all people is going to say something. I just also want to point out that Kristen's mother, Faye, I'm obsessed with that name. I've always loved the name Faye ever since That Thing You Do. That was the girl. Yeah, that was the girl's name in that. What's her name? Liv something.
Oh, Liv Tyler?
Yes. I loved that character. Yeah, oh, okay, and then we have Lala calling James. What did you think about that scene?
I loved, why are you calling me? Like, that's how he answers.
Yeah, he's like, what are you getting out of this, Lawler?
He's like, I obviously don't trust you anymore.
I like that. I'm glad he said it.
But I love it. He's just not buying it.
Yes.
And then one of the pop-up notes was that he thought for sure it was a setup and that he was going to get ambushed.
Aw. So
that's why he started crying, because he couldn't believe how nice she was being to him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we already talked about, I like when they say that the Daily Mail party wants and has hired James to DJ, and Katie's like biting her lip and, well, did you tell him you know other DJs? And they're like, well, they want him. And Sandoval says, well, you know, Katie doesn't have to come.
Oh, I just loved how he like starts it with like, Bubba, the client asked specifically for James Bubba. It was just like, ugh. I don't know. How classic is that, though? James gets fired, and, like, they cannot stand up to Daily Mail to say he doesn't work here anymore, because they know that they would say, you make it happen. We want James there. Like,
well,
that's...
They hire him all the time. They hired him for, like, their Christmas party. They hired him for a party last year, their annual party.
So, I mean, doesn't that bother Jax? Like, obviously, he is an in-demand DJ who, like, literally booked that gig for, like, you know, without James, the deal doesn't go through.
Like, I mean, Andy hired him for his birthday party.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then some of Schwartz's response to, like, well, Katie just doesn't have to come. He's like, oh, no, Bubba's my plus one for life.
Oh, gosh.
That's so romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of it. I mean, then we get to the real, you know, why this is one of my favorite episodes of all time. We get to the real meat. Dana.
Yes.
Dana commented on one of my couple of my posts and liked a few others. And she commented quite extensively saying, you know, well, I hadn't eaten all day. I was on medication and we were drinking. And I was like, I don't think you need to make excuses or apologize. I think you were fantastic. It was the best part of the show.
Yeah.
No, it was also very cringy. I had texted Holly because you were at Disneyland. I was like, this is... Like, I really feel for Stassi, and I'm like, you're going to think your mother is perfect after watching this, because she really, like, throws Stassi under the bus and comes for her. And I know, like, she also said, you know, they have a sarcastic relationship, so a lot of it was joking, but, you know.
I had a little bit of a different reaction to than I thought that I would to this whole thing. Stassi's behavior actually was more concerning to me than Dana's.
Okay.
I thought that, well, we'll get into it, but I don't know. I think that Stassi had a lot to do with this also, like the way that she was treating her mom, especially when she knows how her mom is. Like, she really got that going.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so she walks in, she goes up to Bo. She's like, by the way, I loved your costume. And she's like, you know, I grabbed your ass. And he's like, yep, I know you did. And then she's like, Well, you know, I laughed when the meltdown started. And then Bo seemed genuinely embarrassed. Like, oh, he's like, oh, so everyone knows about that then, huh? Like, I don't think he likes to air dirty laundry out there for people to be discussing, you know, their relationship and their business. And it's like, oh, this world might not work for you then.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to discuss all of your issues.
Yes. I didn't even catch that part. And then is that when she said, I think he balances you out, but he's down here and you're
well,
here?
First she says, I just don't want you to go anywhere. You're like the perfect man, but my clock is ticking and I need grandchildren.
Oh boy.
And then she tells Stassi not to be herself and screw it up. She says, I hope Bo is strong enough to go the distance to deal with you. But you're, you know, because you're down here and he's up here. And then she continues to tell Bo, you need to know what you're in for, Bo. This is so horrible. And then she went on further saying how she hasn't frozen her eggs. And, oh, you need to know what you're in for with all these issues. And he's like, well, you mean, you know, the baggage from ex-boyfriends. And she's like, oh, no, it's much deeper than that. This is her. It's much deeper. And he is so freaked out and uncomfortable. He's like, what? And then he like, Schwartz. Oh, Schwartz is calling me. Like he was.
Yeah, this part was horrible. This was really horrible. I agree.
But I do agree with her when she said to Stassi that you show men the side you think they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, Bo has seen the ugliest part, which is true. So kudos for them and getting through that. But I do agree
with
that.
And then she fired back, are you sure? Like she would not let it go. Like even when Stassi was like, he's seen the ugly side. She's like, are you sure?
Oh my God. Yeah, that was just the start.
Yeah, I feel like she thought she was being like really funny right there, but it's like a loyalty thing. Like be loyal to your family, and it doesn't make you impressive to talk to Bo like that. Like he's not like, wow, Stassi's mom's really cool because she gets it. She knows that Stassi's crazy. I like that. It's like no. People want to see that, like, your family is loyal to you. Not crazy, like, you know, doesn't know that their kid has any fault, but that's ridiculous. Like, that was a lot of throwing her under the bus and just super uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Kaya wasn't happy when I introduced her as psycho sister. She's like, why would you say that? I'm like, well, I say it all the time. What are you talking about? But I think because to other people or perhaps on a podcast, you know, people might take it the wrong way, but of course it's just, you know, fortunately she forgot about that after we started laughing at her peeing with the door open and it was on the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
That was her bigger concern later.
That's funny.
So before we get to the big mom dinner, we just have that scene with Lala and James and she rolls in and daddy's rolls. Now I know she loves to say daddy, but I find it a little disturbing, particularly right now because it's so dark with her dad just passing and like we learned why she was in that outfit at the party because she was too depressed. You know, there's been a lot of dad talk. So
I think it possibly stopped recording at an hour and 14 minutes and I can't go back and listen to see where that was. Let's just back up to what we were just talking about right now. So Lala just rolled up in her quote-unquote daddy's Rolls Royce.
Yeah. So what I was saying was, like, I always am grossed out when people call their man daddy, but I just felt like it's kind of gross right now during this time when, like, she's talking so much about her dad passing and, like, it's really dark. But then, like, to, like, fluently go right into daddy referring to Randall, it's just kind of has a creepy tone to me right now, like creepier.
I mean, I've always wanted to call someone daddy, but I've never gotten to that level of, like, I've never dated, like, a daddy type. I don't know. I
yeah.
But I've kind
I can't
of,
do
I,
it.
I've kind of always wanted to say it, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can't. So,
So
well, how.
James orders a large vanilla iced chai. And so Lala rolls in, and I don't know. I thought their conversation started out like I was like, ooh, this isn't gonna go well. Like they were both, not really having it. And then James says, like, look, oh, she's like, so what are you gonna do? Like about like all these like comments and like how are you gonna fix it? And he's like, you know what? I need to fix myself before I fix anything. And then it was like a little like light bulb clicked on with Lala, and she's like, you know what? Like cool. Like I get it. Like I support you. I'll be here. I thought it was kind of like a cool
Yeah.
combo. It was, I liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it and I liked everything she said and how supportive she was. It's just, it doesn't last. Like, if she was on Watch What Happens Live raising her hand, I don't like James either. And like, so we know it doesn't last. And, that could be his fault. We don't know. We'll see. So that's the only like on that is I really liked it, but it doesn't appear that it lasts. So.
Right.
So can we get to the good part?
Yes.
So the moms are walking in and Dana is up Kristen's asshole so far. Literally, she said she's her idol, the strongest woman she knows, that Dana looks up to Kristen and that one day she hopes Stassi grows up to be half the woman Kristen is. Dana, just mic drop. That's a wrap. We can just finish the season right there.
Yeah, it was so
But
good.
she brings more. So then she's at the table and she like puts her head on Stassi's shoulder and then she turns her head in and like starts
Sniffs.
smelling Stassi's neck. And then she kind of fell asleep at the table for a minute there.
Yeah, this whole scene was, I mean, like Sarah, luckily she let me know like what was coming, 'cause I knew this was going to be triggering for me on so many levels. I have my own mom issues with my mother. I have Chad's mother who I have many issues with that very much reminded me of this whole scene. I have my own relationship with my daughter and how I probably will act with her. It was just like a lot of emotions in this scene. Also, could they have not told, like, fixed Dana's makeup before this whole scene took place? Like, her mascara was down her face when they walked into this restaurant. Like, she looked three sheets to the wind and just blitzed.
Yeah, she said that they were drinking all day
Yeah, well,
and they hadn't eaten.
yeah, that's really mean.
So she starts saying that she prays every night, every night. Yes, Dossie, I pray. That she doesn't bring her old baggage into this relationship with Beau. And then Dana
What,
starts
wait,
to
oh,
tear
sorry.
up.
What do you think that comment was when she was like, "Yes, Stassi, I pray." Like, does someone not think that she prays? Like, she has Nikolai in like a Christian private school. Does she forget that like we know her background? Like, she was like
Right.
tr saying that like it was like a big shock. It's like, no, Dana, we know you pray. Like, I wasn't surprised by
Yeah.
that. Okay, go on.
Yeah. Oh no. And then she starts to tear up and she's kind of looking off into space with the tears welling up in her eyes. Like, and then that's when she fell asleep. Like Ramona fell asleep on the reunion a few years ago. She kind of like nodded off a little bit. I got a couple screenshots of
And
that.
that's when Stassi's like, Mom, please don't be weird.
And she's like, you don't understand. My body is eating my ovaries. And
Yeah.
then this is the most confusing part. She was like, Terry. Terry, Katie's mom, tell me to breathe. Just tell me to breathe. And Terry's like, breathe. Okay. It's like, why did you need Terry to tell you to breathe? You just told yourself.
I mean, classic behavior of someone who just has to have constant attention. I also thought, okay, well, this is my argument that I'm making too. I don't think Stassi helped her along at all in this moment. Okay,
Right.
Stassi doesn't need to be embarrassed. They're all there with their moms. It's not shocking that her mom is there. Her mom is on camera. They knew this scene was coming. Help your mom out a little. Don't hang her out to dry to look like a complete psycho. She could have just changed her behavior a little bit and dealt with her mom having this episode that she's having. But she decided to go. They both threw opposite fits of each other, and it created this huge... amazing scene. But I'm just saying, like, it's kind of like Stassi really didn't help her out at all. Like, she just would not budge. And
Kristen really calls her out on it too.
Yes. But like, for instance, when she's like, Mom, like, I text you, like, all the time, and I just see so much of myself in you, and I would be nothing, you know, I wouldn't be half the woman I am without you. Like, they're all kind of, like, giving compliments to their mom, and Stassi is just sitting there, and she's not going to give her mom shit. Like, you can just tell, like, she's not going to do it. And yeah. I think that, and she's, and then on top of the fact that she wants her to say something, Stassi really isn't going to say anything. So she created this little, you know, tension, and Dana just erupted from being drunk and whatever she was on. That was
emotional,
not just drunk. Yeah.
And emotional and menopause. And she did say medication, probably for the menopause or something Stassi gave her probably. Your mom, this will calm you down. And then instead it had, like, you know, whoa.
Well, I think it was her, like, fibromyalgia stuff.
Oh.
Which, mixed with alcohol, that does really cause a problem.
And probably, like, hormone medicine.
Yeah.
So Kristen starts ripping on Stassi, saying she's stuck in her, you know, her bitchy face. And then Tina imitates Stassi's bitchy face to Kristen. Like this, right? Like this.
They called it a wooden face.
Oh, which, really?
Which I just created a meme. I'm going to post it right now. So go to Vanderpump Rules Party at the end of this. Because I can't talk and post because I just am not that coordinated. But I made a really funny meme. I found, like, a wooden face. And then I screenshotted Stassi's face right at that moment. And they're right. It does look like a wooden face of her. Just like, it, like, it's like resting bitch face, like, of wood. Yes. Yeah, they are just ripping on Stassi. And I mean, it was so funny. Because Stassi's just getting more upset and more upset. And they're laughing and carrying on. And
yeah.
I was dying. Just dying.
Here's where Kristen kind of contradicts herself, though. Because she's like, I don't baby anyone. I'm not babied. I'm not going to baby anyone. And then, like, a minute later, she's over literally wiping tears off Stassi's face like she's her assistant or something. I'm like, was she doing that for, like...
Oh,
makeup
reasons? I thought she said she doesn't get babied. No one babies her. And then it flashed to her mom and she's like, yeah, I don't baby you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she did. But then she's like, so I'm not going to baby anyone else. I don't get babied.
You're right.
But then she's literally wiping Stassi's tears like Stassi's a princess and she hired someone to, like, you know, like Cinderella to wipe her tears from her face. I'm like, well, that's babying, Kristen.
Yeah. And I liked the part when she is like, when Dana's like, every night I pray, she doesn't take the baggage into her new relationship. And then Kristen goes, it's unfortunate Stassi has a shit ton of baggage. Like, they were just railing on her.
Yeah. Like that. Like, smoke up her ass from Dana really gave Kristen a huge confidence boost. Because normally, like, she's so, like, tiptoes around Stassi because she's just so happy to be back in the friendship. But now she's, like, I think she's so confident in their, in, like, her place that she's like, yeah, fuck it. I can say what I really feel now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was funny.
So then they kind of, like, you know, Stassi has a little bit of a meltdown and... Dana's like, can we just not do this now? We're having a lovely evening. Can we just have a nice night? Which I appreciate that. And, like, deal with it later. And she's like, I can't do that. I have to have my feelings. And the best line of the, like, I mean, possibly ever. She's like, okay, well, can you just feel them later?
I can't.
That is what I want to say to my sister all of the time. I'm like, can you just feel these later? Because it's inconvenient right now. I'm trying to relax and have a good night. And I want to get into it, but Dana, 100% on your side on that.
Yes, I totally got it too.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Can you just feel them later?
And then all Stassi said was one little line, like, no, I can't. I don't do that. And that set Dana off, and she excused herself from the table.
And she was crying. She left the table, but she was still chewing food. So I was like, how did she say, can you just feel them later without, like, little food chunk that's being spit out? Because she had, like, a full mouth of food.
I have to say, like, their mothers look great. Like, I, like, each one of them represented them so well. Like, yeah. Dana is Stassi, and Katie's mom is Katie, and Kristen's mom is Kristen. Like, it was an incredible scene. Like, it was, I mean, like Katie said, it was like looking at the future of them, and it was.
James's mom is James.
Yes, it is something else. And Sherry is Brittany.
Yes.
It's amazing. I don't know about Ariana's mom being Ariana. She's the only one that, like,
they don't really show.
Like, she really just seems like a mom. You know, just like a, like, I guess we don't know her well enough to see if Ariana is like her, but the other ones really are, like, I even felt like.
Oh, Sheena's mom is very, like, you know, Sheena doesn't want, she always wants to, like, she wants you to see what she wants you to see, and it's always got to be wrapped up and perfect. And Erica's kind of like that too, although she'll go off a little. Well, they'll both go off on tangents. So that's another mother-daughter, very similar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wonder why she wasn't invited to this. I didn't think of that. Because sometimes she hangs out with them, doesn't she?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like they used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We don't hang out with Sheena. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah.
So
Terry gets up to go comfort her. Oh no, I'm sorry. Faye gets up to comfort her first, mm-hmm. and then Terry follows like a couple seconds later, and she's just sobbing, and they're all around her, and she's just like, it's so hard, and like they're all agreeing that it is hard. And Faye says something to her that, you know, is just like chilling, I think, for every daughter. She says, how did you treat your mother? How was your relationship with your mother? And all of us are just like, ugh, like.
Yeah, okay, we get it now.
Yeah, we get it. Like, yikes.
But then she's like rocking like a baby, and she's like, I just want her to hold me. I love her. It was kind of like Brittany. I love him.
Yeah, she's like, I just want her to hold me and tell me that, and have her tell me that she loves me. Like, oh my God.
And she was still chewing a little bit at that moment.
Yeah. Oh, she was hungry and drunk and needing some love. I mean, I think we've all been there. It was a very relatable scene and very hard to watch on both sides. It was hard to watch for Stassi. And hard to watch for what Dana went through. And then, you know, all the friends having to deal with the aftermath was something else, too.
Yeah. It said everyone went home after that. The night was over. The dinner was an hour and 45 minutes.
Ooh.
Apparently, they went in the back of that restaurant. There's a back entrance so that celebrities can avoid paparazzi. I was like, you're pushing it with that comment, production.
Yeah.
And then another little pop-up note was the most punctual, because he said Kristen is always late and they've tried for years to get her on time and she never is. They said the most punctual is James, Sheena, Schwartz, and Stassi.
Huh.
Now, we knew that about Stassi. I assumed it about Sheena. Surprised about James and Schwartz.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So next week looks good. So we saw a little bit of a different preview on Watch What Happens Live than what the show showed. So that when she's like, I'm on the brim, I'm freaking out, that she's actually freaking out basically like at Katie and the girls, because they're kind of saying some things that she doesn't want to hear about Jax. Like, not like secrets, but they're just, you know, they're doing their tough love thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she storms out. She's going down like the prison hallway.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
Yeah. So it's the girls that put her on the brim.
Interesting.
Jax. Yeah.
And then I cannot wait for Billy Lee to, like she said, pull the trans card, because Katie is pulling the fat card. And that Katie has the choice to put down the fork, but she doesn't have the choice to, you know, be who she is.
Wait, she said that?
Yes.
Oh, I missed the fork part.
Yeah, she says she can choose to put down the fork.
Holy shit. Oh my god.
Like that is mean.
Wow.
Oh my
god. That's gonna make for a good reunion bit.
Yeah. Ooh. But and then I am praying we can spot ourselves at Girls' Night Out.
I tried in the quick blip, but it's like I couldn't even freeze frame on it. But I was thinking, you know, because we were on the patio for most of it because you couldn't move inside. But they did come out on the patio. That's true. We were next to that giant, huge camera with that little tiny girl woman. But
was that the night? Was that the night when I was in the corner and they were filming on our heads?
Yeah. And that like shit, like lighting and fixtures. Okay. And ladders and saws about to fall on your pregnant belly. Yeah.
I think we should be in that episode for sure, in the background.
I mean, we're standing right next to Lala and Katie and Sheena for like the whole time they're out there.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure some of our listeners were there too, so it'll be fun to see if we can spot anybody that we know.
Bo was there too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So next week, what do we have going on for our schedule? We're going to be coming to you guys on Tuesday. It's Chad's 40th birthday on Monday, so I've got to tap out for that one. And then we're going to be up in LA on Tuesday, so we'll be coming to you live from somewhere, either TomTom or the Alley or the Belmont or something.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have a lot to discuss in addition to the show. Let me know if we look at what cut it out, it could have been the Dana Bo stuff, so we can either talk about it again or just add a 5-minute thing on later or something.
Oh, yeah. I will listen and see what happened. Yeah, that was so weird. You know what happened is my computer blacked out, and I had to put my password back in, and I think it, like, ended the call or something. But I hope it didn't stop before that because I wasn't looking at it.
Okay, well, we can always redo part tomorrow. Night.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, bye.